Hey, girl, hey. So welcome back.
Are we getting
the girl he did that? Welcome back.
We need a theme song.
Welcome back.
It sounds like you making one right now, Brie. That's what it is.
'90s and like, you know what I'm saying? Or should it just be just music, no words? I don't know. I'll think about that later.
Okay.
But welcome, guys, to Girl. She did that.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Ooh, that's good.
So, see, I'm drinking a little bit of a red blend.
Okay.
I don't know the name of the wine. It's pretty tasty.
Not you don't know the name of the wine. Where did you get it from?
Oh, okay.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
I can't remember. You know, it's in my repertoire. Anywho, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a non-alcoholic beverage this evening. I recently went on a vacation with my boo, my husband, to LA. And we went to Lamarck Park. Shout out to Lamarck Park, the Black Mecca. While we were there, I bought a dragon fruit Mai Tai lemonade. It's called a Couture Lemonade from Mr. Walter. And it is fabulous. So I have that on some ice. So shout out to Mr. Walter for that Couture lemonade.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Isn't like a mocktail just juice?
Yes, it's lemonade. Listen, I'm supporting Black businesses.
Yeah,
okay. Mr. Walter, he also, let me tell you what else he did. Let me tell you what else he did. I had on a white shirt and lemonade. Pink lemonade got, like, dark pink lemonade got on my shirt. He was like, no worries. I'm going to get that off for you. He used hand sanitizer and got the stain. It's out, completely gone. So, tip. You got a stain in your clothes? Hand sanitizer. Real hand sanitizer. Like, not that knockoff hand sanitizer. Like, you know, that Purex. I think that's what it's called.
I don't know.
Shout out to the hand sanitizer.
Awesome. So today we are going to talk about how we met. We had got straight to take that back. We got to talk about
how you gonna rewind.
I'm so sorry. I got so excited. I jumped too far ahead. Anyways, so today we have to talk about the girl who did that.
Yes.
So today, the girl who did that. Go ahead, Cassandra. You nominated her.
The girl who did that is Cuz. That's what we know her as. But her name is Diana. She is my cousin. She's more like right. She's my sister. I mean, anything I need, any problems that I have, she is always my go-to. And she is currently a kindergarten teacher and has been in the Cleveland Public School Systems for a number of years. And today was her last official day of school. She teaches kindergarten. Yes. So she is done. She can spend the next 3 months living her best paid life. I know she's excited about that because most school teachers enjoy that, right? Because we love you. You are the epitome of grace and class. And we wanted to shout you out today on this podcast. Love you guys.
Okay, so jumping to what I was trying to jump to earlier. Jumping steps, but we're going to take it step by step.
That's good.
So we are going to talk about how Cassandra and I met. So we both met in grad school at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. Shout out to them. We all moved to Chicago. So I moved from Georgia. Cassandra moved from Cleveland. And so, you know, we started school a little bit, you know, different from each other. You know, I moved to Chicago basically because my sister made a deal with me and said, hey, if you can get into grad school up here, you can move up here. And I was like, okay, bet. And we lived together. That was a great and awesome experience. But so 2 to 3 weeks in me in enrolling into school or attending the school. So 2-3 weeks after school started, I started to get a sharp pain in my chest. I didn't know what was going on, or, you know, I had no idea. And so I like contacted my sister. I was like, girl, what are we going to do? Like, I'm dying. I'm about to go to the king.
You know what I'm saying? Not to the king.
The king.
Not the king. Girl,
I'm slowly dying. Right. Right. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? And so she was like, so we done tried all different types of stuff. Y'all don't try this. Just don't try this out. We didn't try it. So I thought it just felt like gas, like sharp pain. So I thought it was like, I just thought I had to burp. So we done tried Gatorade, water, Sprite, beer, anything that was bubbly. Anything bubbly went into my tummy. And so at one point we were walking down the street and I was like, ooh. And I ended up throwing up in the streets. Okay. I was going to take that to my grave, but it was.
This first of all, I'm hearing this part of the story.
Yeah. Because of all this stuff. I just told you, water, Gatorade, Sprite. Like, it's too much. What's going on? My body's like, what's this?
What's happening?
What's going on? Stop. And so my sister was like, okay, you need to go to the hospital. I was like, I agree. And so basically, you know, we just pointed out, like, you know, little hospitals. And I was like, oh, we'll just go to Rush. Went to Rush Hospital, whatever. It was my gallbladder. I know. For those of you who have gotten your gallbladder taken out, you're probably thinking, like, why did you go through all this? Didn't know. When it's me and my sister, we go into figure it out mode. My sister had to cancel. At that time, she was supposed to fly out. And she ended up for work. And so she ended up canceling that. But the funny thing about being at the hospital was that the nurse was like, okay, we ran some tests. You know, you should be good. We're going to, you know, have you out in about 15 minutes. Me and my sister was like, okay, cool. Like, you're going to be able to make your flight. Okay. You're going to be good to go. All that good stuff. The nurse came back in. And she was like, yeah, we're going to admit you. I was like, how about you just say, like, 30 minutes ago? Damn. You said, it's going to be able to get on up out of here. But that didn't happen. So I'm nervous. I just started school. So now I have to sit here and, like, figure out, like, okay, what am I going to do about my schoolwork? I'm going to be behind. I just started grad school. So grad school is, like, a huge deal. It's bigger. You know, it's the level of your education. So I was like, I'm gonna fall behind, and plus, like, this is the first semester, so I don't even really know what to expect from grad school. I'm just going in blind. Mm-hmm. But I know that it's a big deal, so mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh. So at this time, I don't even know how we ended up even having communication, honestly. Like, I don't even know how we got each other's phone numbers, but either whatever. So what happened was that I contacted you and I was like, hey, I'm at the hospital. I emailed the teachers, but can you, like, make sure that, like, whatever notes that are taken, that, like, you can send them over to me so that I can do whatever I need to do? Because even with the procedure, I was out for a week to recover. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you were like, yeah, cool, it's no problem. Like, where you at? And I was like, maybe she didn't read my text message. I'm at Feel Well, and I'm going to be all right, but I'm not okay today. You know, going through a procedure. You know, can you get the notes? I appreciate it. And you're like, oh, yeah, like, but what hospital so I can come and see you? Why are we doing that? I kind of told you what it was, and I just, like, that should be it. Like, the notes aren't here. So, you know. So a couple of reasons for that is because this happened in the weekend.
Not schedule. Oh my goodness.
My reason in my mind was that, one, I was admitted without any warning. So my hair is everywhere. I hadn't taken a shower. So I'm just like, I know I look like I've gone through the fire. You know what I'm saying? So you're somebody who I've known for 2 to 3 weeks and you're already seeing Brianka in the fire. So that's jumping leaps and bounds in a friendship.
Yes.
Like, it's expediting it. And I'm just like, hey, like, 365 days is kind of like, you know, when you see these type of things, maybe. You know, like, these be like a month. You know, it ain't even been a month yet. So I'm like, you know, I just know you as Cassandra. You live in Cleveland, you know. It's like, you know, you were black, I'm black. We just hit, we could be black, you know.
Black.
Super black people in our class, like, if that. So it was just kind of like, she looked like a cool black girl, like, ooh, I hope she like black people. Like, that's kind of where I was. She like black people, please, please, because you never know. I was like, she looked like she like black people, but I don't know.
No.
Right. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
So then it was just like the pushing. And I was just like, okay, girl, all right. I'm like, so gave you the wrong number, all that good stuff. And, you know, I was like, I'm really in the hospital. Like, does she need proof? Like, girl, I'm really here. What, you know, the teacher, Pat, you need to report that.
Like, yeah, you don't know if she really in the hospital. Yeah.
And you had to, like, visit somebody else. I don't even know. You're coming from here.
It's, yeah, I'll get to my side of the story in a minute.
My sister was like, yeah, she said she got to see somebody else here or something like that. She's like, did she move me? Just, but you know, we chit-chat, we was cool, and my sister was like, oh, she's like, she cool. I was like, yeah, she's like, she, I don't know yet. But after that, we was thick as thieves, you know. So that's kind of how we met from my side.
Okay. So let me get my side.
Okay, go ahead.
This was in 1900 and no, just playing. No.
Just don't do too much.
This was in August of 2012. So
yes,
I'm trying to think. So I had got a job with Boston Ballet for the summer. So mm-hmm. I lived in Boston for the summer, and then I came back. And it's funny because Cuz drove me to Boston,
mm-hmm.
Set me all up, make sure I was good because my mother couldn't go with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom, she flew to Boston, and we drove back to Cleveland. And then we went to look for apartments, like, right after that. So it was like a whirlwind of stuff. But the issue with the apartment was that it was not going to be ready by the time it was time for school to start. Mm-hmm. So my mother had a classmate that they went to high school together that lived in the south suburbs of Chicago. So she let mm-hmm. me stay with her until my place was ready. Shout out to Miss Karen for that, because she didn't even have to do that. But she did, and did not charge me anything while I was there. Just, you know, make sure you go to school, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I was commuting from the south suburbs on the train to the city every day. So that was dreadful because, you know, you had to get up early. We had these classes, all that stuff. Anyway, and that very first day of class, this lady I met on the train, on the metro, she was a black lady. We was not in the choir car because, you know, people feel about the choir car. You know, you got to be quiet in the choir car. We was in the regular car. That's what happens when you ride the metro. It's a choir car. No.
Oh, okay.
You ain't know that?
No, I've never rode the metro.
Yes. So, yes, choir car.
Never had to go to the burbs.
Yeah. So, anyway, met this lady, nice black lady. Told her I was there for school. And she was like, well, do you know where you're going? And I'm like, no, I don't have no idea. And at the time, you know, they didn't have like Google Maps. They had some little app with a little car on it. Was it Wave? Or anyway, I didn't know how to work that either. So she was like, oh, I know exactly where it is. I'm going to walk you there. She did. She walked me there that day. And during the orientation, I remember you because you had your hair, you know, out. And I think I might have asked you. Yeah. I was like, you know, I asked you like what your name was. You was like, it's Brianka, but you can call me Brie, like the cheese. And I was like, So then I think maybe we may have had like several classes together or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe that's how we probably end up exchanging phone information or whatever. But funny thing is, so yes, I did have to go visit someone because my people had people there that was in the hospital or whatever at the time. So I was going to visit somebody, but I don't think what you don't know is I was texting your sister, like the day you was in surgery, back and forth all day to make sure that you was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, me, my kind hearted self, because I got a kind heart, And, you know, my mother used to drag me around on Saturdays, visiting the sick, you know, clothing the people. You know, it's just a part of who I am, obviously. Not to be intrusive, because I'm looking back, that's very intrusive. You know what I'm saying? I was concerned about you. I was like, oh my gosh, she just moved here. Her mama not here. I know she got her sister here, but like, oh my gosh, she gonna be like by herself. Like, I want her to know. Like, I'm, you know, I don't know you, but I can help you. I can support you, you know. But that's my side, my version of the story. And I think once we got to spend more like time together, I think our relationship definitely evolved, because now it's been 10 plus years, you know, at this point. But I mean, like you say, I forced you to be my friend. I didn't.
I'm still gonna say that.
I did not. But it just happened to work out. But one of the things I love about being your friend is I love how fun you are. Like, I feel like I needed that in my life. Like, you know, I went to college and I had a good experience, but definitely I had a much better experience when I got to Chicago. You know, everything was just loud and bright, and, you know, you was bright and loud. And I'm like, this is the life of the party. This is where I'm trying to be at. You know what I mean? So that's one of the things. I feel like being your friend just, it energizes me to want to be better, one, and two, to always be in a good space. You know what I mean? So
I think that who you were then is who you still are today. So it's not off brand. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't something that you were like, yeah, like, let me do something kind to be her friend, and then you switched it up. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like that. It was consistent. It was like, this is just who she is. Mm-hmm. And so I had to get on board. And once I got on board, we were good. Right. I was like, oh, like, I don't have anybody that's just like overly extend themselves, you know, in the way that you do. So I'm just like, oh, okay, this is making sense. Cause I'm like, when I meet somebody, my guard is up automatically. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you don't know me, but what we doing? But yeah, I mean, you know, you're the same person who made me get socks for the homeless because we were passing out sandwiches on a random Saturday. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, why did you choose this Saturday? The sun is out. Like, it's Chicago. Like, why would we be, what? You're like, yeah, I got turkey sandwiches, I got ham, and I got roast beef. What? For the whole thing is bad. But I was like, girl, I got a great to contribute. So I was like, okay. I think someone had got some chips. And then I was like, okay, I was in the dollar store. I was like, okay, what should I bring? Put a little couple of dollars on the side street. I'm like, Lord, go bless me. Tax money for $2. So I'm just like, I'm thinking like, oh no, I'm doing enough. But when I met you, God was like, no, you're not. You know, this girl was out here passing out sandwiches on a random Saturday. So you had me thinking, you know what I'm saying? You had me like having my wheels flow. I was like, okay. So I just got socks and soap. Because I was like thinking to myself, like, if I was homeless, what would I need? And at that time, it wasn't cold, like snow on the ground cold. But it was definitely giving, like, you still need to put on a jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still a little breezy.
Yeah.
But it ain't like, I hate living here cold. You know, it was going towards summer, springtime.
Right.
So, yeah. And I was like, people were so happy with the socks and soap. And I was like,
something is wrong with
conversations with the homeless. Everything was so much. I was like,
yeah.
So, you know, that was one of my biggest highlights. I was like, I would have never done that if I never met you. I would have never did that. Mm-hmm. I would have thought going to the soup kitchen or, you know, handing out a little here and there, little cans or something like that would have been like, okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I gave my time. Yeah. But the fact that I gave my time and my money, and I found out that, like, you know, we found out the homeless shelter, socks was the biggest thing that they need.
Yeah, yeah.
Soap and socks were the biggest thing they needed, because when we were done, what we couldn't do before the sun went down, we gave to the homeless shelter. Yeah. And they were like, oh my God, we needed this. And I'm like, I never knew that you needed any stuff. I just assumed that, like, the city took care of. Like, if you go to a homeless shelter, they have everything you need.
Right.
But I never thought about, like, oh yeah, you gotta, like, they still need the help of the people to donate.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was definitely a huge highlight. And it was like, nobody like pushed you or like told you to do, like, you were just like, this is what I want to do. And, you know, like you said, like, this came from you and your mom, like, you know, going to, you know, homeless shelters and giving your time and your service to, you know, people who are less fortunate than you. I think that that's amazing.
Well, I think a big part of that is, you know, at one point in my life, you know, when I was 14, like, I left a home that I knew and entered into foster care, and I didn't have anything. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, if I ever had the chance to give back to other people, then that's what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? And for me, my mother was a big part of that because she really just took me in and just, she has so many great qualities still that I hope to embody as a woman, as a mother, as a wife, that I want other people to experience. You know what I mean? So it's not just her, but I've had several women in my life that's like that, you know, cuz included. You know, cuz is big into giving back and going over and beyond to show people, like, hey, I'm here for you. I support you, you know, and especially with me. Like, she's always there, you know, no matter what. But it's interesting because I attracted Lyman because he's the exact same way without us even knowing that about each other, you know. And I knew that he was right for me, really, is when he gave his shoes to the man at the gas station.
Mm-hmm, I'm really telling you.
You know, and it's like, you just gave your shoes to this man, like, you know, and he just said, you know, he needed no more, you know. And that's when I knew, like, okay, we definitely meant to be together, because that's something that I would do, you know, mm-hmm. because that'd come back to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it also teaches the boys, like, it's not just about you always getting stuff.
Yep.
You know, it's about you guys giving back. And one time, several months ago, I went to the grocery store. Now, you know, groceries is high now, you know, because of COVID, inflation.
Yeah.
And one of the oldest bonus son, he saw the police give homeless guy a ticket for being homeless out on the square, because we live down, you know, downtown. And Junior came back upstairs, gave the man a ticket.
Oh.
The bonus son came back up here and looked at me and he said, he got a ticket and that's wrong. What can we do? And I was like, I don't know. What would you like to do? Mm-hmm. They was like, well, can we give them all our snacks? You mean this $300 I just spent at the grocery store for us? Yeah, we can. Yeah. So what do you say to that? You know what I'm saying? What do you say? You say, nah. But literally, I was so proud of them. They all their snacks, all their lunch meat, all the water. I mean, they just packed it all up, put it in a cart, and I just watched them one by one. They even had me driving around places, dropping off stuff, you know, to the homeless. But I hope that that's instilled in them, you know, and I hope they continue that. Even being, you know, 10 and about to be 12 years old, that they continue that as they move along in their journey. So, yeah. So let's talk about what we do now.
Okay.
Currently, since we didn't, you know, we out of grad school, we got all these loans that we got to pay back. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Maybe, you know, loan forgiveness, you know, stop playing with these loan forgiveness stuff, okay? Just forgive it, you know? Anyway, so, Brianka, what are you doing now? What are you doing?
Okay, so, after grad school, I worked at a psych hospital, psych nursing home for 2 years, and then I worked at a psych hospital for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And so, at that point, with psychology, it is a gift that keeps giving, right? But it can be...
That's a nice way to put that.
It can be mentally exhausting to people who provide the services because there isn't resources or a special package for people who work with people.
Sure.
And I just kind of got burned out. And I kind of wanted to help more people.
Yeah.
And that was becoming a little bit more difficult for me because I kind of felt like I bit off more than I could chew. So basically now I'm in real estate. And so that's something that I wanted to do or I even pursue, continue my education down the psychology path. But psychology was the only thing that I was interested in high school. Like I wasn't interested in nothing math, nothing science, nothing history, none of that. But I took one psychology class and I was like, I like this. I'm rocking with this. Besides like music and art, that was also something that I enjoyed. But I didn't pursue it because I graduated high school in 08. Everybody knows what happened in 08. I didn't necessarily understand in detail what that meant.
Right.
But I knew it wasn't good. I just felt the energy. It just wasn't good. And then I later on realized that it really wasn't good because when I went to undergrad, my freshman year, my mom and my sister both lost their job around the same time. So they were laying off a lot of people because what people don't know is that like real estate is like the heart of this country.
Yeah.
So like if that ends up going bad, the economy is going to go bad. And, you know, so it's like when people are like, oh, well, I'm not in the housing market. Okay. You don't have to. You don't have to be in the housing market, but this all connects. This all connects together.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know what? You know, my mom's getting older. My family are all in the South. Maybe I should. And I hate the winters here, Chicago. But I love summers. But the summers are like, go by like so real quickly. Fast.
Yes.
Real fast, real bad. So I decided to just move back home and just pursue real estate. So currently I have been doing real estate since 2019. Yeah.
Okay. So real estate. You know, getting that money. Okay, so after we got done with our master's degree, I went on to the doctoral program at the Chicago School, and I asked Bianca, I'm like, you should do this with me, and she was like, no, I'm not doing that. I should have listened.
Master program almost killed me.
Yeah, I mean, and the doctoral program was a beast. However, I will say it definitely prepared me for my career today. I will say that. So it was supposed to be 5-year program, 6-year. I got that done in 4 because I was done with school. I've been in school since preschool, straight through. There was no breaks in there. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to power through this. So I did. And got my first big girl job. As just a regular psychologist working in the mental health unit. And then I decided that I did not like that because individuals were being civilly committed. And I wasn't feeling that because it was no hope for me in any way. And I can only imagine for them, there's no hope because there's no end date to that. I was like, okay, God, I need you to figure something else out for me because I'm not happy doing this, right? And I know you brought me here for a reason. So what's that reason? So I would later meet my now husband just a few months after that. So I fell in love by accident. And then I got promoted. And I work with individuals who are incarcerated males who are in a substance abuse program. And it's all medical. So they have medical, it's a dual diagnosis. So they have medical issues along with substance abuse issues as well. And I love it. Absolutely love it. I supervise all clinical activities related to that. And I enjoy what I do every day. I can't talk too much about it, but I do enjoy seeing people change and grow and release back into the community. That's the biggest part of that for me is seeing people reunite with their families after being gone for so long. And seeing that growth process occur right before my eyes, you know, and that makes me happy. So by day, I am Dr. Simmons Long, a.k.a. Doc is what my patients and my team call me. And then outside of that, AKA Doc, what you doing, Doc? Anyway, so outside of that, I also teach. I teach grad courses, psychology courses, as well as undergrad psychology courses on the side. You know, I'm a woman of many talents. And that's it. I do a lot of different things. Oh. What?
You got one more job.
What's my other job?
Your DJ job?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, I forgot. Yes, yes, yes. Also DJ on the side, y'all. So if y'all need to hire me, let me know. Okay. No. So I started DJing maybe like 2 years ago, just on a whim. Like, I feel like I was not engaging in good, like, self-care. And I love music, always have. My grandmother would play music all the time in our house. And I was like, you know what? I want to try to get into this. So I started kind of playing around with it. And then I started ordering, like, equipment. And so, you know, Lyman was like, are you really about to do this? So I'm like, yeah, we can do this. So I've been DJing a couple gigs. I had one last week, which I'm really excited about because it's going to lead to other future gigs for the summer. And I'm not trying to make a whole lot of money from it. It's just something I enjoy doing, and I'm willing to work with people's budgets. Or if they don't have a budget, I'm willing to just do it just because you need it. Other than that, and then also create self-care journals as well. So I have several of those. I forgot about that. Have several of those. So I'm a little published, you know, just a little bit. And that's it. That's enough.
You sure?
That's it. That's enough. That's it. No more. So yes. All right. So as we come to a close on this episode, anything you want the people to know? While you drink your wine from Trader Joe's.
No, I mean, I really feel like, you know, they know enough today about who we are as we continue. And the reason why we started this podcast, I think that, yes, that's another thing too. I've been wanting to start a podcast for about 4 years.
How many?
Four.
Not four. But
four. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know what to do. And I just was like, you know, it was just something I was always just thinking about. But I knew I didn't want to do it by myself. Mm. And so, you know, I was really at a place where I was ready to start. I was ready to do this. I was ready to, like, put it in motion. But I just didn't know what to do. So Cassandra was like, oh, yeah, you know, would this be good for our podcast? So she said that one time. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, girl. And then it was something else. She was like, yeah. She was like, you know, when we start our podcast, I said, okay, girl. All right. What are you doing? Like, why you keep on talking about this podcast? What podcast are you talking about? She was like, the podcast we're gonna do. I said, so you're serious? And she was like, yeah. I was like, okay, bet. Like, I know that Cassandra's like a boom done girl. Like, you know, chick. I'm more so like, blah,
blah,
like,
oh my
God. So I was like, okay, perfect. So we just like literally put this together in like, I say like maybe a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, so yeah, I more so wanted to do a podcast because I know that I like to talk and, you know, we both have backgrounds in mental health, and I know that no matter what I do, that will always be the core of who I am, because that's just instilled in me, education, experience, you know, all that good stuff. But I knew that I was more than what I was doing. I'm you know, just as, you know, me and Cassandra are both multifaceted in so many different things, and I just felt like podcasting was going to be something that was going to be beneficial for the both of us being multi-talented in different things. And along with, you know, me being, my strength, it complements her and her strength complements me. So it's like, we were able to get the ball rolling because we worked on each other's strengths.
Yeah.
And we weren't good at, it was like, okay, well, I'll take that. Don't worry about that. I'll get that.
Yeah.
And it was like, no pressure. It just all just came together. So I was like, okay, this is easy.
Yeah.
People have been like, hey, if it comes together easy and it's something that you could just naturally do, or something that you would do for free, whatever,
yeah,
which we are, right, you know, doing it
for
free.
For now. But, you know, if y'all follow us, on all those platforms, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Correct. That could look different. But today we were just like, hey, this is something that we'd like to do. So that's more so the reason that I wanted to do the podcast, was because I know that, you know, I contribute many different things. And I know that when I have conversations with people, they're just like, oh, you should do a podcast. And I'm like, yeah, I should.
Okay. Well, ditto, you know, everything you said, I agree with, you know, we want to do that.
Yeah.
All right. So as we wrap this up, I want people to know to trust the process, because the process looks different for everybody. And hopefully us sharing our story of our friendship and other things that we've shared throughout the last 30 minutes of this, that somebody takes something from it and it gives them hope. It gives them love and gives them some sort of joy in that. So that's all I got.
Okay. Well, you guys, remember to follow us on Spotify, Apple, iHeart, all these different platforms. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. It's all Girl, She Did That. On all of the platforms across the board, so there's no confusion. Just if you can't find it, just type it in. Girl, she did that.
That's right. Because yeah. Girl, she did that.
She did. So yeah, so follow us, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye.